Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I say this to you realizing that the New York Giants could hire a first-time head coach, and that guy could be great. That's the beauty of hiring a coach. And
Liam Cohen.
Yes.
Good example.
Oh, dude, there's time. Look at Ben Johnson. We're seeing it this weekend. So I don't want it to be thought that the Giants would hire Lou Anarumo and it's a disaster or it would turn into a disaster. But if they don't end up with John Harbaugh, and I'll stop right there. No offense to Kevin Stefanski. No offense even to Mike McCarthy, who I have great respect for. It feels like this offseason is being built up to where if they don't end up with John Harbaugh, a vast majority of Giant fans, not saying you, Teak, not even saying Sean, but a vast majority of Giant fans is going to look at this as a massively missed opportunity. Fair or not, that's where I think this coaching search is now headed.
Well, it's interesting because we know that John Harbaugh is number one on maybe except for the Ravens, everybody's list who has a coaching vacancy. In particular, the Miami Dolphins, who we talked about yesterday because Steve Ross loves the Harbaughs. Remember, Jim was there at Michigan. And you don't just fire your head coach after 2 days prior saying Mike McDaniel is secure in his head coaching job. And then a day later, you fire him.
Right.
Because John Harbaugh becomes available. The writing's on the wall. We know who really, 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 really wants John Harbaugh. That's Miami.
Sure.
And so does everybody else. I don't know yet what the hell John Harbaugh wants to do. I hear what you're saying. You're right. But John Harbaugh could be saying, I need to take a year off. I coached for 18 years with the same organization, had tons of success. There were ups and downs, and it got a little, not contentious, but whatever you want to call the situation that was in Baltimore this year. It was just weird, right? Especially with Lamar Jackson. He might want to chill.
Yeah.
He might not want to come out and go grind on a team that needs some massive turning around, at least from a success quotient. And so John Harbaugh is the best option. He has had the resume that no other of the candidates, I don't care who you're talking about, can match. Maybe Mike McCarthy, but that's different. Mike McCarthy feels different.
We went through it yesterday.
Right.
Fair
he just
or
feels
not,
different.
There's a different
yes.
feel towards
right.
him.
Right, right. And I'm not knocking Mike McCarthy. It just is what it is. And if you follow football, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So he's in high demand. We don't know yet what he wants to do. And yes, he might be number one for the Giants. But what happens if you don't get him?
Or if
Miami gets him?
I'll tell you.
You got to be right there with the next guy, too.
Tiki, I will tell you what will happen, okay? Most Giant fans are going to take it as a massive kick in the groin.
But why?
Because
this is the best. This is the best job, other than the Ravens job.
I think it's the best job. I agree with you.
Which I think Ravens probably is a tick higher, just because they've had success,
and they also have Lamar Jackson,
and they have an MVP. So it's higher. But John Harbaugh's not going to
right. Baltimore. We can exclude him from this conversation.
But the best job, at least for John Harbaugh's standpoint, is the New York Football Giants. We know that. And I think he knows that.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, is that what he wants to do? And if it's, does he want to do it right now?
Yeah. Look, here's the bottom line. I think that if the Giants miss out on John Harbaugh, I will be calm and relaxed and tell you it's not the end of the world. Like, could Kevin Stefanski come over here and in his second job be wildly successful? Of course. Could Mike McCarthy come over here and win 12 games every year like he did in Dallas? Of course. Could you hire a first-time head coach and hit one out of the ballpark? Of course you can. I'm just telling you, in the short term, there's going to be massive disappointment. And there's going to be a lot of questions about ownership, ownership's decision to keep Joe Shane, and everything to kind of self-analyze. Why don't we get this guy? Because this is a unique opportunity to hire a guy with a loaded resume. It almost feels like a dream that he's available. And fair or not to Kevin Stefanski, fair or not to Mike McCarthy, fair or not to Lou Anarumo or Antonio Pierce, he's the guy. And if the Giants don't end up with him, there's going to be massive disappointment. And in a weird way, makes it almost unfair to whoever gets the job. Because that's not necessarily fair to Mike McCarthy or Kevin Stefanski, who I know you like and Sean likes.
Yep.
And I'm not telling you he's going to be terrible. I'm telling you that the Giant fan is going to feel like, wow, we're not the Giants
and
anymore.
And again,
we couldn't get this guy.
And no matter what happens, and especially if it's Stefanski, my job on this show will be to preach the patience that's necessary to prove, not to prove, but to show that it wasn't a bad hire. We don't know ultimately what it's going to turn into, whether it's John Harbaugh, Kevin Stefanski, Jesse Mentor, or whoever. We have no idea until we get to September, they start actually playing football games. But the reaction is going to be negative. And if it's not John Harbaugh, I think you're right.
Yes.
But the reality is anything can happen, right? John Harbaugh could be Pete Carroll in Las Vegas. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Nobody thought Pete Carroll was going to fail that badly. I think we all knew it would be a struggle.
Right.
Because the team just is a little bit bereft of some talent. But they stunk.
Yes.
I mean, they were bad. And so that could be John Harbaugh.
Look, the beauty.
Or it could be Liam Cohen going to Jacksonville, a historically convoluted place to coach and to play because of all the issues that have gone on. And you got a quarterback, but is he really that good? And now all of a sudden, they're the best team in the AFC, or one of them, at least in the AFC, and some teams' favorites to get to the Super Bowl this year. So anything can happen. So it's preaching the patience that's going to come with whoever comes. The thing that's interesting to me, though, this is from a side point.
Yeah.
This is now not debating who's best, John Harbaugh, Stefanski, whoever. I'm thinking about how the Giants are going about this. Because we know how this happens in 2025, really 2020 and probably beyond because of COVID. Your first interview, unless you know these people already, and I don't know if they know John Harbaugh, I know they know Antonio Pierce, but any of these other guys that they've interviewed, this first interview is on a Zoom.
Well, isn't that only with those that currently have jobs as coordinators? It's like Vance Joseph would be a Zoom.
Yes.
But Mike McCarthy comes over for dinner.
Yeah, right. Right. Antonio Pierce was here.
The guys who were just free.
Right. But half of these guys are Zoom.
Yes.
And so how do you get to know somebody on Zoom?
You don't.
It just doesn't. I hear this and I automatically say that guy has no chance. Honestly. I'm just,
well, the reason I don't think they have a chance is because the Giants have a list of guys initially who are so loaded with their resume that it would be a disappointment to go to a coordinator or a failed first-time head coach like Vance Joseph. Who you met via Zoom, which is why if this search ends, with all due respect to Vance Joseph or Lou Anarumo or Antonio Pierce or Darren Rizzi, if it ends up with one of those guys, you're right. It's sports. Anything can happen. I will never tell you it's a lock that Antonio Pierce will be a failure here, but they will come in here with major disappointment. And that's what I think every candidate is facing, not named John Harbaugh. Even Kevin Stefanski, who's got a better resume than some of the guys you mentioned. Like, I think to a lot of Giant fans, this offseason, and I'm not going to say Harbaugh or bust, that's too extreme. It's Harbaugh or majorly disappointed. That's the mindset of a lot of people. And I get it because I would kind of feel the same way. After all these years of sucking, after all these years of being bad, of all these years looking for the next Tom Coughlin, of looking for the guy who's a sure thing at head coach, there's a guy out there who is. He's the surest thing of anyone out there. And if you don't end up with him, especially if you lose him to a team like the Dolphins, and I heard Gio's points this morning, and they're fair. Stephen Ross is a billionaire. He wants what he wants. He's going to be more aggressive than the Maras and Tishes. Maybe he is. But nevertheless, if you lose him, the reaction's going to be, hey, ownership, why weren't you more aggressive? Hey, ownership, why is Joe Shane still here? Like, it is going to be pointed questions about why you didn't nail this guy when a team without a quarterback gets him.
Yeah. Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So it is being set up that it better be John Harbaugh or we're going to have a lot of uncomfortable conversations.
Why?
This
pertains to the exact conversation we're having now and the exact words that just left Evan's mouth regarding Joe Shane prohibiting John Harbaugh from coming here. The Dolphins have hired their general manager.
Uh-oh. If it's the guy who he has a connection with,
yep,
I would say we better be
worried.
It's
over. Get ready for the breaking glass in about an hour. John Harbaugh announces a new head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
The Dolphins have elected not to hire John Harbaugh's guy, Chad Alexander, from the Chargers. They are going with Packers VP of player personnel, John Eric Sullivan, as their new general manager.
Don't know John.
Which is now making the entire social media world pivot to Harbaugh to the Giants.
All right, so let's find out about this guy, all right? I want to know more about him. This John Eric Sullivan has been with the Green Bay Packers for 20-plus years. So his connection is with the Green Bay Packers since he was a student assistant at Gardner Webb back in 2000. He was the training camp intern. Interns are very important, Sean, and they don't need to get paid.
No, they don't.
You said 20?
2003, bro. So we're talking 23 years. He was the football operations department employee for the Packers.
He's only 50.
I know he's there since he was a kid.
Wow.
He was the central...
His first job.
No wonder he wants to go to Miami. Imagine spending 20 years.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Can I have some sun, please? He was the Central Plains Region Scout, the Southeast Region Scout, the Director of College Scouting, the Co-Director of Player Personnel, and for the last 3 years in Green Bay, he's been the Vice President of Player Personnel. And that's the guy who they hired. So I agree with you. That is a good... That's another reason why you better end up with John Harbaugh.
That's a good situation for the Giants because their defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, is supposed to be one of the hot candidates
Could lead Jeff Hafley to Miami.
Yes.
All right. Now, it's so funny Tiki says this because my immediate pinch is to go to negativity here. You know what I'm thinking? The Bears win Saturday. This guy simply hires LaFleur. Harbaugh looks at the Packer job and goes, that's the job.
That is, you know what? I think all these crazy possibilities are on the table.
Wow. Can you imagine if that happened?
Yes.
The Packers lose.
Yes.
And they fire Matt LaFleur.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, next week, he's the head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, this guy would bring a known commodity, and then what's more attractive, the Packer job or the Giant job?
I think you need to take a deep breath, and I think it's a reminder that later on in the show when we do unveil our route chart for the NFL playoffs that we all, because this impacts me, with LaFleur or Harbaugh ending up in Miami, we all have to be big cheeseheads. We have to root for the
Green Bay. Let's go, Packers!
No, you're right. Just like, who was the other team we were rooting
for? Eagles.
The Eagles, that's right. Just like we're rooting for the Eagles.
All the teams that you think could eventually fire their coach and hire John Harbaugh, or impact our division, or in your case, impact your coaching search, you got to root for that team.
Yeah.
But I think this just reinforces what I'm saying, which is this is a John Harbaugh or major disappointment kind of offseason.
Yeah.
And again, not fair to Kevin Stefanski, not fair to these other candidates, but if you're a Giant fan, this is your guy. He's the perfect guy.
I'm trying to think of the advantage the Giants have, other than it being the Giants.
And Jackson Dart.
Yeah. And the roster, the 100-plus year history of the New York Giants and all the success, the Super Bowls, etc. I feel like the advantage when it comes to this point where guys are being wooed is what's the relationship?
Right.
And I don't think the Giants have a relationship with John Harbaugh.
No, they don't.
I don't.
No, but what's Joe Shane's relationship with him?
Exactly. But I know, and then I'll get to the point, the reason this is important in a second. I know that Steve Ross does.
Right.
Obviously because his brother was the head coach at Michigan. And I'm almost positive he went to a game up there and was on the sideline or one of those championship seasons or whatever it was. And so there's a connection. And so if you are heavily going after a guy and Steve Ross is likely heavily going after John Harbaugh. The Giants are heavily going after John Harbaugh. If you know somebody, it's harder to annoy them. You know what I mean?
It's harder. I think it's easier to annoy them.
No, it's harder. It's harder for them to be annoyed by you.
Oh, I got you.
Right. If you don't know somebody and they just keep pestering you, hey, Evan, can I get the, hey, Evan. Yeah, Evan, can you do this for me? Hey, Evan. And you don't know that person, you're like, dude, I'm never talking to that person again. But if you know the guy, it's kind of like, all right, you're just being a whatever. Sure, give me a second. I'll do it next week. Right? So just I think the Giants are at a little bit of a disadvantage because the relationship's not there. At least I don't think they're.
At a disadvantage, and I guess you could argue now Miami may be at a new disadvantage in terms of the general manager.
Right.
You know, it is a relationship business, and it doesn't mean that John Harbaugh needed to have worked with Joe Shane or, in this case, the guy that was just hired, John Eric Sullivan.
Right.
But you don't want to force someone on him. That's what you don't want to do. And so, if it turns out that John doesn't take this job, we're all going to speculate why. It's naturally going to be a question, whether it's
the Giants job.
The Giants job. Whether he ends up in Miami, which maybe feels a little less likely in the last 5 minutes based on them hiring this John Eric Sullivan from Green Bay, or he ends up in Green Bay, or he ends up in Buffalo, one of the teams that loses this weekend, or shockingly, one of the currently available jobs. He ends up in Cleveland, who I floated a few days ago, or wherever. Naturally, we're going to point our finger at ownership and say, what did you do wrong? Why didn't you get him? Mm-hmm. Was it money? Was it Joe Shane? Because this guy's perfect. He is like the laboratory head coach for where the Giants are, not only in their franchise's history, but with what they have on their roster.
Right.
And so I know, and I respect you, Sean. You're very, we're actually very similar because I'm still massively disappointed about the Mets offseason, but I can't go around on every Rico
Ronya.
It's
not over yet, man. I know. It's not over.
You're right. I can't go around doom and glooming everything. I have to eventually say, okay, this guy's on my team. Let's talk about it. You eventually make peace with decisions that your franchise made that even you disagree with.
Oh, Bo Bichette's still out there.
He is. He's not going to be a Met.
No, he's going to the Phillies.
Which is disastrous. Stop bringing up baseball, Tiki.
Good for the Yankees. Get him out of Toronto.
But I know that after John doesn't take this job, if he doesn't take this job, I'm not predicting that, you will quickly pivot to, hey, this guy's this, this guy's that. You'll eventually make peace with it.
Yeah.
But you have to admit, upon hearing that news, it's going to be a massive disappointment.
I think it is in terms of like everything you're saying. I'm a little different, Evan, because there's a part of me that still kind of thinks Kevin Stefanski ultimately is going to be the better coach for the next 20 years. I'm in the realm of it can't not be Stefanski or Harbaugh, where you're just focusing on Harbaugh. But to your point,
it's interesting what you just said. Now, I don't think the Giants, because when was the last time, how long was Coughlin? 04 to 15. 04 to 15. So 11 years.
11. Yeah, I guess it's really 12.
12
years.
Here. Whatever it is. When was the last time the Giants had a coach that lasted that long? I mean, Fossil was seven.
Seven. Yeah.
Right. And
Parcells wasn't that long either.
I don't feel like he was. It wasn't. It wasn't right. 2 decades.
No, they don't. Parcells was between 1983 and 1990. So not nearly as long.
Right. And so
you'd have to go back to the legendary Steve Owen. From many, many years ago.
Yeah, but Steve Owen was a player and a coach.
1931 to 1953.
Right, but he was kind of, I think he played in some of those early years. He was like playing coaching, but whatever, it's a different world.
Yes.
But you said, who's going to be the head coach for the Giants for the next 20 years? You just said that. If that's what you're thinking when you're making this hire, this is a long, at least double-digit year head coach hire. Stefanski has that edge.
Yeah, because of his age.
John Harbaugh, I mean, God bless him, at 75 years old, he might still be going strong, but unlikely. Or unlikely they don't want to do it. And so this is the pro and con.
Right.
The Giants have had so much turnover at head coach. The last thing you want to do is hire somebody who you're going to have to consider and think about 5 or 6 years from now.
Yeah, I'll settle for a decade. Maybe I was too, shooting for the moon with 20. Right. But a decade Harbaugh can do. So, again, I think most fans would be incredibly upset. I would be okay with Stefanski. I'm more in the realm of it can't not be either, or it's an insane premise what has happened with the New York Giants. Because what you have right now today is the first time in forever that this fan base feels excited.
Yeah.
And you can't, it's like taking a bone out of a dog's mouth.
100%.
They'll bite back.
100%.
You can't do that.
And to me, it's more just Harbaugh than it is Harbaugh and Stefanski, or Harbaugh, Stefanski, and McCarthy. But Giant fans, are you with me on this? Like, not that it's bust, because I don't think that's fair, but it will be a major disappointment if anyone not named John Harbaugh is the head coach of the New York Giants. We'll get your calls coming up.